Would let's stand in the room. We're gonna get the slides up, and we're gonna sing some Christmas carols. We'll have some instrumentalists, some vocalists. We'll have a skit, and then we'll have a short message at the end. So please rise with me if you're in the room, and let's sing together. Six oh three. All together. Joy to the world. Great carol of the season.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth. The Savior reigns, let men their songs employ, while fields and flocks, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy. No more the sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found.
Good singing so far. Yeah, we've reduced some verses, brother, so just let you know, so we can make that room for all the different activities this morning. So 606, what child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? 606, let's sing it out this morning.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him praise, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean a state, where ox and lamb are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nails care shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
All right, good. And then we're going to go over to number 609. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. A Savior, Jesus Christ, Christ the Lord. We celebrate his birth this Advent season. 609 together, come, thou long-expected Jesus.
Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in
singing Thank You, and you may be seated. Just before we open up in a word of prayer, I just do want to make a few announcements. So, Lord willing, on Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m., we will be at Autumn Lake Nursing Center to sing Christmas carols to the residents there. So if you can make that, come out and enjoy singing Christmas carols with them. Then also the very next day, if you can't make 6:30 on the 20th, maybe you can make 3 p.m. on the 21st, because we'll be back there for a monthly time with them as well, opening up God's word with them, and then also singing Christmas carols. So if you can make that as well, 3 p.m., Autumn Lake here in Berkeley Heights on Cottage Lane, that would be terrific. Lord willing, next Sunday is Christmas Day, and a very Merry Christmas to everyone here. We will be just changing up our format a little bit. We will be having only the Lord's Supper, which is our first meeting here from 11 to 12, and that will be just the day for Christmas Day. So just please make sure you're aware of that. Let's just take a moment, and we will look to the Lord in a word of prayer and ask his blessing upon our time this morning. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can sing these great carols of the season. Jesus Christ our Lord, born in Bethlehem, born to save, born to set his people free. So Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that you are welcome here this morning. We know you are in our midst, and we pray that the vocalists and the instrumentalists and the skits, Lord, and the words spoken honor and glorify your great holy name. The babe of Bethlehem, the Savior of the world, we give you praise, Lord Jesus Christ, in your precious and holy name. Amen. Okay, we will proceed with our instrumentalists and our vocalists, and I believe Alyssa is up first, so go for it, Alyssa.
Hello. Oh. Yours doesn't work. So tender and mild, sleep. see. Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace war, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. In your pray for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Bring us light.
technical difficulties. Always good. That's good. Glad it happened to me. Hope everyone's having a great time right now. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Just keep standing, keep smiling. It'll work out. Eventually.
You can start juggling.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get over one. Ready.
frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me.
It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year's dreams come true.
This song of mine, in three quarters time,
wishes you and yours the same thing too.
It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say,
Merry Christmas, may your New Year's dreams come true. Song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing too. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum, where we come. Little baby, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum, I am to pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, that's fit to give a king, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. The oxen lamb kept time. drum. Me and my drum.
So fun fact about me is when I was 13, our youth group had a contest and you had to write a song to the popular Coke theme for the day, like To Teach the World to Love for you oldies out there. And this week I just was singing a song and I was like, you know, that would be really great with Christian words. It'd be a lot of fun. So I kind of wrote this song this week, so enjoy.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Far
to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim, his power and glory evermore proclaim. Jesus the Lord came to die as our Savior. With grateful hearts by his cross we must fall. Blessing and love, God's unmerited favor is free to all who upon Christ shall call. This King of kings who died for lowly sinners shall come again to bring his loved ones home. Jesus is Lord. Accept him as your Savior. Behold, he is God, King of kings and Lord of lords. Behold your King. Praise God, for Christ is Lord.
Okay, so if the kids involved in the skit could make their way to the rear of the chapel, that'd be good. They'll get ready, and as they get prepared, we're going to sing a few more carols together. Oh, come all ye faithful, and away in the manger. We'll sing both carols, two verses each. We very much have enjoyed the vocalists and the instrumentalists, and so we'll go ahead and sing a couple carols as our kids get prepared for their skit. The skit is entitled Our Chaos, His Peace. So we're looking forward to what they present to us this morning in just a few moments. So let's sing, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Let's rise in the room, stretch our legs a little bit. 627 in our hymnal.
Come and behold him, oh.
number 624, two verses of A Way in a Manger. Oh, and the manger's coming forward right now. Appropriate timing. Thank you, and you may be seated, and we'll ask the youth to come forward for the gasket.
The shepherds go here, and lastly, sheep. You guys look prim and proper. That's very nice and very calm and peaceful. All right. Oh, there it is. This Miss Johnson. Thanks for thanks so much for coming to watch. And rehearsals are going well. But I need a little help bring this to life. I just feel like we're missing something.
No problem.
As I mentioned on the phone, we're calling this year's pageant Prince of Peace. I especially want the nativity scene to highlight this concept.
Prince of Peace. Got it.
All right, cast. Thank you for getting to position so quickly. One announcement, I've invited a colleague of mine, Ms. Johnson, to direct rehearsal today. She's going to give us a few pointers. You know, help us spruce things up a little. Spruce? You know, like a tree?
Tough crowd.
Yes, let's start from the top.
Let's try that again. This time I want more excitement.
Okay. Let us see this thing that has happened that the Lord has made known to us. This is
cut. Okay, I was thinking more along the lines of out of breath.
Out of breath? How would I be out of breath?
Because you've been running. Think about it. A host of angels has just appeared to you and told you to come here. I'd run if that happened to me. And you shouldn't be the only shepherd talking. Aren't you all excited?
Yes, let's go find baby Jesus!
Yeah.
Better. Dirt and some grass stains would be helpful too, but we'll work on costumes later.
Animals.
You need to be making some noise. There's commotion all around you, and your sleep is being disturbed by a newborn. You're not taking this lying down. Well, you might be taking this lying down, but you're not happy about it. Joseph, you're exhausted. You're caring for your wife, keeping a bunch of animals away from your baby, and probably looking for other accommodations. Wise men, chronologically, you're not supposed to be here for another couple of years, so we're gonna go with it. You found the newborn king, but now you're nervous because you know how Herod's gonna take it. You've had dreams warning you not to go back to him. You're in a huddle, whispering and trying to figure out another plan.
Hey, did you have that dream last night?
No.
What do you mean? Just me?
Huh?
Just me?
You're scared.
What do you mean, everyone else? The Gospel of Luke doesn't mention anyone else.
Well, we know that the stable is near the inn, and we know that the inn is full. Probably full of Jews who have been forced by Rome to travel home and register for a census. And why? So Rome knows how much to tax them next year. How do you think they're feeling that night?
Well, we don't have any more actors.
You don't need actors. You need regular people to make some noise. Grab your stage crew.
I can't believe it. Down with the Rome. Down with the Rome. Someone's taxes. Oh, I'm so angry.
That's more like it. Okay. Let's put it all together now.
Hey. This isn't peace. This is chaos.
Exactly.
Well, maybe I wasn't clear. Our Christmas program this year is called Prince of Peace. This is not peaceful.
With all due respect, the Prince of Peace didn't come into a world that was peaceful. He came to bring peace to a world that was chaotic. A world that was sinful and violent and on enemy terms with God. A world that desperately needed
peace. He came to our world of chaos to be our Prince of Peace. I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's take five.
Yay. Now, if you really wanted it to be authentic, you should talk about the smell.
The smell.
She doesn't want to stay black at all.
I think I might have to draw the line right here.
Wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Okay, I know we're just about time, but I just wanted to share a few words with you this morning as we conclude our time. Maybe another round of applause for all of our instrumentalists, our vocalists, the skit. Great job. Great talent, young and both old, or young in spirit. So well done. We very much enjoyed that. At the conclusion of this skit, Mrs. Johnson says to the director, I'm not sure if you caught that, the Prince of Peace didn't come into a world that was peaceful. He came to bring peace to a world that was chaotic, a world that was sinful, violent, and on enemy terms with God, and a world that needed a savior. The director chimed in and said, yes. He chimed in and says, what was needed was a savior, but what also was needed was peace. And he came to our chaos to be our Prince of Peace. The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for a child was born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. The prophet Isaiah, he foretold this, he prophesied this, that the coming Messiah would be the Prince of Peace. Why a prince? Why not a king of peace? Well, a prince acts under the authority of his father, the king. And we know from God's word that Jesus is fully God and he is equal with his father. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." But we also know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he acted under the authority of his Father. Jesus Christ brings peace as an emissary or as a messenger from his Father. Jesus was sent by God. In 1 John 4:9 says, "This is how we know God showed his love towards us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him." You see, Jesus Christ became obedient by his death on the cross. Philippians 2 verse 18 says, "In being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even a death on a cross." Jesus Christ, as his role of Prince of Peace, is directly tied to his role as Savior, accomplishing the task for which his Father sent him to do in this world. And we know from Matthew 2, verse 1, he will be given the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, real, true peace can only be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, where is peace in this world? The upheaval in this world, the division, the polarization, the harm against humanity, the ongoing war in Ukraine, and the millions of people have been thrown into a chaotic norm of living which has been they've been violently thrust upon them. Amy Grant, she's a Christian songwriter and singer. She sings a song, "I Need a Silent Night." It's played on the Christian radio stations this time of the year, and it's written from a parent's perspective, which is easy for many of us to relate to. Let me just read a few of the lyrics. "I've made the mistakes before, too many malls, too many stores. December traffic, Christmas rush, it breaks me too, till I push and shove. Children are crying while mothers are trying to photograph Santa and sleigh. The shopping and buying and standing forever in line, what can I say? I need a silent night. I need a holy night to hear an angel's voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here to end this crazy day with a silent night. What was it like back there in Bethlehem with peace on earth, goodwill towards men? Every shepherd's out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace.' I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night." Many of us can really understand those thoughts that Amy Grant has penned and has sung for many years. You know, during this age of division and, again, upheaval and unrest, people crave peace more than ever before. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul assured the Ephesian Christians, saying that this is Jesus, he himself is our peace. The Hebrew word for peace, shalom, is often used in a reference to an appearance of calm and tranquility of individuals, groups, or nations. The Greek word actually means unity and accord. But the foundational meaning of peace is the spiritual harmony brought by an individual's restoration with God. We like to think about that this time of year. The spiritual harmony brought about an individual's restoration with God. We need to realize that in our sinful state that we have no peace with God. What is sin? It's anything that lacks conformity to the character of God, missing the mark of God's perfection. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the apostle says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all have sinned. Romans 3, 23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then again in Romans 5, verse 10, the apostle says, we were enemies with God. But the good news, though, my friend, this morning is that God demonstrated his own love towards us, that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we see that in Romans 5, verse 8. You see, Christ took upon himself our sin penalty and went willingly to the cross of Calvary to die on our behalf and to atone for our sin. Because of Christ's perfect sacrifice, we are now restored to a relationship of peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, this morning, it's simply not good enough to just simply know this. But we need to realize that you are a sinner, and Jesus Christ is God's only provision for your sin. His finished and complete death and resurrection is for you personally today. His precious gift of salvation is waiting for you today. Today is the day of salvation, the scriptures tell us. We must individually receive that and accept that precious gift, Jesus Christ, in faith as Savior. Must confess our sin and trust in him and his saving work, which is the ultimate fulfillment of Christ's work as the Prince of Peace. His peace he gives to you now and for all eternity. Today, Jesus Christ is waiting for you to come to him in faith alone, not by your works, not by what you have done, but what he has done for you on the cross of Calvary. So as we look forward this week to celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, let us be reminded that yes, we need a little silent night, a holy night. We need a midnight clear, a little peace right here. This need is only found in the one who is the Prince of Peace, the babe of Bethlehem, who we've been considering this morning, the Savior of the world, the Redeemer of our souls, the most righteous King. He is Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the Prince of Peace. I wish you God's great blessings as you enjoy your Christmas together with your families. And let's close in a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the time spent here together to magnify the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Savior of the world. He is the lover and the redeemer of our souls. Lord, we pray if anyone here in the midst of this auditorium this morning does not know you as Lord and Savior, that they would come to you in faith alone, that they would confess their sins, Lord, and ask you to be the Lord of their lives, Lord, and trust in your saving work that you've completed and finished on Calvary's cross for them. Lord, help us to joy this week as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. In his precious name, we give you thanks. Amen. Thank you all for coming, and a very Merry Christmas to each one of you. Thank you.